U.S. President Donald Trump and the Chinese leader Xi Jinping, they're meeting at Zhongnanhai. That's the headquarters of the Communist Party leadership in Beijing. And that's before Mr. Trump flies back to Washington later today. The U.S. leader arrived at the state guest house about an hour ago, and that's when he held a photo session with President Xi and had tea ahead of lunch and more closed-door talks. As Mr. Trump looks to wrap up his state visit to China, with hopes of securing more trade deals. For the very latest, we're joined by our correspondents, Tan Sihui, who's not far away from the leaders in Beijing, and also Kate Fisher, speaking with us for CNA in Washington, D.C. Sihui, to you first. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says that the two sides reached what it called new areas of consensus yesterday. So what's Beijing hoping to get out of today's smaller closed-door talks?
The Foreign Affairs Ministry statements, that is one of the first few official statements that I've heard from the Foreign Affairs Ministry out of the Trump-Xi talks. Now, in that statement, they said that the talks have brought about and deepened mutual trust between the U.S. and China, and this has brought about stability and much-needed certainty in the world. Now, what's new is that they have stated that there is a new positioning of U.S.-China ties. It's called the constructive strategic stable relationship that will go on for the next 3 years and possibly beyond. Now, that is quite a mouthful. But what this means is that there will be sustained and stable development of ties. They will know how to reach consensus in terms of trying to address concerns of each other and also to strengthen cooperation and coordination. Now, I talked to analysts. They say that this marks the first time in recent years that both U.S. and China are now defining the status of their ties. And this doesn't remove the rivalry between the two superpowers, but what it does is it sets boundaries and so that it doesn't go out of control. Analysts are also saying that this is a new kind of intimate relationship that's been reached between U.S. and China, and it is something that China is likely to want to stay committed to. And so this is something, a show of a warming of ties coming out of this U.S.-China summit.
And Kate, to you in Washington, D.C., of course, trade's been a major focus this visit, with President Trump keen to return home with tangible economic wins. But there are also major geopolitical issues on the table, everything from Iran to Taiwan. So from the White House's perspective, what would count as a successful outcome from this trip?
Well, I think members of the administration made it clear even before this trip began how important it would be if Xi Jinping used some of his influence in Iran to try to help the peace process come along and to try to put pressure on the Iranians to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. But we didn't see any mention of that conflict in the readout from the Chinese side after yesterday's meetings between the two presidents, although Donald Trump talks about it in person in an interview afterwards, saying that privately the Chinese president had said he would love to help in any way he could, that he agreed that Iran should not have a nuclear weapon, that he promised that China would not supply military help to Iran, and that he opposed any militarization of the Strait of Hormuz, which is quite a lot that he didn't say himself, but Donald Trump says has happened. So some kind of public Chinese suggestion that any of that would happen, I think, would be a win for Donald Trump geopolitically. As when it comes to Taiwan, he has been very silent in comparison to the Chinese president on that issue, although his Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has reiterated that there will be no change in the U.S. policy towards Taiwan, despite what Xi Jinping has been saying about it, how important it is. It's the main thing that governs this relationship. But of course, they are talking now, and those two topics could be coming up.
Sihui, there's been a ministry statement out which touched on China's position on Iran. Can you tell us more about that? And how central is that statement and that topic really likely to be in today's talks between the two leaders?
Well, in that statement, they said that China's position on Iran is clear. The war should never have happened. But they did say that now that the doors to dialogue is open, it should not close so that it can reach solution on issues such as Iran's nuclear weapons scheme. They also called on shipping lanes, the Strait of Hormuz, to reopen. They also called on for a sustained ceasefire to happen. Analysts are telling me that these are things that China wants, but whether it's able to make inroads, that's another thing, because the priority for Tehran is the security and safety of the regime. So any compromise on that will have to come from Iran. They also talked about watching and keeping a close eye on any announcements about supplying weapons to Iran. So that is definitely central to the talks and likely happening at the moment in Zhongnanhai. Another issue also central to those talks, the Taiwan issue. Mr. Xi saying that it is the most important issue between U.S. and China. Taiwan just issued a statement thanking the U.S. after its Secretary of State Marco Rubio mentioning on X saying that the Taiwan stance for U.S. Remains unchanged. We have not heard from China in response to that. But these are the two most central and sensitive issues that are likely being featured during the tea chat at Zhongnanhai.
And Kate, yesterday at the state banquet, President Trump on stage invited President Xi to Washington later this year. Can you tell us how significant a return visit would be for the administration? And is there any indication Beijing is likely to accept it?
Yeah, well, I think it is significant because that would be the third meeting between these two presidents in Donald Trump's second term, which shows just how important the bilateral relationship is to both countries. And for that reason, I think it's likely that the Chinese president may well accept this. I think both countries have stated how important stability is to both of them, given all the tensions that exist. One analyst I was speaking to said that essentially the only guardrails left in this relationship, the most significant one in the world, really, is that relationship between the two presidents. That is where the guardrails are right now. And therefore, I think it's likely that both will want to continue this talking, even if major breakthroughs aren't being made. The fact that there is still communication is important to both sides. It's notable that date of September the 24th that Donald Trump mentioned when he invited the Chinese president is also the week of the UN General Assembly in New York. And it could suggest that maybe the Chinese president would make a rare appearance at that meeting, combining both if he does accept.
All right. Thank you so much, Kate Fisher, reporting for CNA from Washington, D.C. And of course, a big thanks to CNA's Tan Sehui in Beijing. We appreciate your updates.